This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban say they have captured another provincial capital, Shibirghan, in the north of the country, but Afghan government officials say the insurgents control only part of the city. The French news agency quoted an Interior Ministry spokesperson as saying the Taliban controlled parts of the city, but pledging that security forces backed by reinforcement and the uprising forces will once again clear the city from the terrorists. News reports say the Afghan government has called for U.S. heavy bombers to strike Taliban targets in the city. On Friday, the insurgents captured another regional capital, Zaranj, in Nimroz province. The Taliban have taken control of vast tracts of rural Afghanistan since early May, when they launched a series of offensives to coincide with the start of the final withdrawal of foreign troops. Afghan government forces largely abandoned the countryside to the insurgents, but are now scrambling to defend a string of cities. The U.S. Senate moved closer to passing a $1 trillion infrastructure package Saturday after lawmakers from both parties came together and voted to clear a key procedural hurdle. In a rare stroke of bipartisanship, Republicans joined Democrats during the weekend session to overcome the 60-vote threshold needed to advance the measure toward final votes. The vote was 67 to 27. More votes will be needed before the Senate passage of one of President Joe Biden's top priorities. The measure would provide a massive injection of federal money for a range of public works programs, from roads and bridges to broadband internet access, drinking water, and others. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The United States is now averaging more than 100,000 new COVID-19 infections a day, a milestone last seen during the winter surge. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The number of confirmed infections across the U.S. had been averaging about 11,000 a day in late June. Now Johns Hopkins University's tally puts the number at 107,143. It also shows the number of people dying from infections rising to nearly 500 a day as of Friday. Director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, earlier this week.
83% of our counties in the United States are experiencing moderate or high transmission, with Delta variant continuing to be the predominant circulating virus.
Johns Hopkins tracker puts the number of COVID-19 tests coming back positive at more than 11%. Still, one thing going in the right direction, the number of people getting vaccinated, back up to more than 800,000 per day. I'm Ben Thomas.
Thousands of people marched in Paris on Saturday for the fourth week of protests against COVID-19 vaccine requirements in what opponents see as restrictions on personal freedom. The demonstrations across France came 2 days after the country's Constitutional Council upheld most provisions of a new law that expands the places where health passes are required to enter. Starting Monday, the passes will be needed to access cafes, restaurants, long-distance travel, and in some cases, hospitals. It was already in place for cultural and recreational venues, including cinemas, concert halls, and theme parks, with a capacity of more than 50 people. Polls show that most people in France support the health passes, which are issued to individuals either vaccinated against the virus, who can prove they recovered from COVID-19, or have negative results from a recent test. India has administered 500 million COVID-19 vaccines, according to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who hailed it as an important milestone.
Ye vaccine prabhavi bhi hai.
The Prime Minister said India is administering more doses per week than the population of many countries in the world. India opened free vaccination for all adults starting June 21st, when the country administered a record 8 million plus in one day. Since then, the inoculation drive for daily doses has seen a downward trend. India has been hard hit by the coronavirus, with nearly 32 million cases since the start of the pandemic, including more than 427,000 deaths. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.